Third story. 34.
It's almost definitely blood, said Tim. You can tell by the color. It turns jet black under ultraviolet light.
He stepped back and looked at the full message they'd revealed with the foam core bounce board. They have found us. Hurt. Must hide. Protect Kavach. Protect the world. The words were low to the ground. The highest line was chest height. The bottom one was only 2 feet above the floor. Nate stood in the kitchen staring at the letters while he held the foam core steady. He'd woken Tim up and dragged the older man over to his apartment. Someone wrote in blood on my wall?
Tim nodded. Looks like it.
Why?
On a guess, said Tim. Whoever it was knew the message would stay even if they cleaned up most of it.
No, I mean, why in blood?
The older man pointed at the word hurt. I think it was what they had to work with.
A cold chill raced through Nate. He glanced back at the kitchen window to make sure it was still closed. If it's blood, why can't we see it?
Tim waved his hand in front of the wall and his shadow erased the words for a moment. I'd guess someone cleaned it up, but they weren't quick enough. A lot of it sank into the plaster, then it got painted 10 or 20 times and vanished.
And it's still there?
He shrugged. Like Zila said, it was pretty much shrink-wrapped in paint. Even if most of the moisture is gone, all the key chemicals are there to set off a reaction.
Nate let the foam core drop. The words vanished. Son of a bitch.
Tim glanced at him. If it's any consolation, I think we can say this was written over 100 years ago. Probably around the same time as the rest of this stuff.
He gestured at the math on the other walls. You think someone got murdered here?
If they were murdered, I don't think they would have had time to write anything.
He shrugged again.
Unless maybe they murdered the other person. That doesn't fit with writing in blood, though.
You're taking this really well, said Nate.
It's not my apartment, said Tim, and I'm not wigged out by the thought of someone dying over 100 years ago.
Nate took a slow breath and nodded. I should get Zila, he said. We need photos of this.
Tim glanced at his watch. It's past midnight. You sure she'll be up?
He nodded. She's a night owl.
I'll wait.
Nate slipped down the hall to Zila's apartment. He knocked lightly on the door twice. When he didn't hear anything, he knocked again, harder. He paced back and forth while he waited. A shadow flickered in the peephole lens. Just a minute, called Zila. He paced some more and glanced out the hallway window. It looked out over the building's front lawn and Kenmore. The street was still and silent. If the man across the street hadn't moved, Nate wouldn't have noticed him. He looked down at the man leaning against the green Taurus, the private detective hired to watch Tim. The man stared back up at him with a dead expression. Zila opened her door and Nate forgot the detective.
Please tell me you're not checking up on me because of the whole Roger thing, she said.
He shook his head and his eyes flitted up and down her body before he could help himself. Her hair was wet, making it an even darker shade of blue. She had on an oversized t-shirt that hung off one shoulder. It was soaked through in enough places that he could tell she wasn't wearing anything else. When his eyes got back to her face, she was giving him a look.
I've got a meeting with my advisor in the morning, so what's up?
I need you to take a few more pictures. It's important.
Pictures of what?
There's more in my apartment.
More words?
They're written in blood. Her face went blank.
Let me grab some pants, she said.
She ducked back into her apartment and left the door open. She grabbed a pair of paint-splattered jeans and yanked them up over her legs. Nate turned away, but not before she hiked the t-shirt up to her waist and flashed her ass. A moment later, the collapsed tripod was in her hand, the camera still mounted on it. Tim had his cheek against the wall when they entered Nate's apartment. He was looking along the wall where the letters were. There was no sign of them without the blacklight.
It was cleaned, he said. You can just see the marks where they scoured it. Sloppy job. I'd say it was just as much a rush as the message was.
Wow, said Zila. You're a regular Sherlock, aren't you?
He smiled.
Too many forensics shows, he said.
She glanced around the apartment.
Veek isn't here?
Nate shook his head. She's working on another side project.
And you didn't tell her about this?
I figured I'd tell her tomorrow. Zila shook her head and her lips made a tight smile.
She's going to be pissed.
She set up the tripod while Nate got the foam core in position to reflect the blacklight on the wall. The shadowy letters wavered and faded like smoke.
Oh my God,
murmured Zila. The color drained out of her face.
That's blood?
Yeah, said Tim.
She looked at each of them.
What the hell's going on here?
The two men shook their heads.
Who are they?
Nate shrugged. No clue.
Protect Kavach, protect the world, she recited.
Her gaze flitted between them.
Protect the world?
He nodded.
Whoever Kavach was, somebody thought he was important.
Important enough to kill for, said Tim. Or die for.
Zila took a deep breath and bent to her camera. She snapped 2 dozen photos before running back to download them to her computer. When she came back, she gave Nate a thumbs up.
Almost perfect, she said. The darker letters photograph better than the phosphorescent ones. I got 3 great shots. They're even better than the glowing letters.
She jerked her thumb at the kitchen. Nate nodded. Okay, then. She glanced at the other walls.
Are there any more?
He shook his head. I tried shining the light around the room. If there's anything else, I can't find it.
Something else to share with everyone Saturday, mused Tim.
They headed out and left Nate with a wall covered in dried blood.
Nate looked at the plaster. Without something reflecting the light, the words were hidden. He wondered about the person who had written them. He pictured someone in old-time clothes, a pinstripe vest and a bowler hat and wingtip shoes, maybe with a wide mustache, kneeling on the floor in front of the short bookshelf. In the mental hologram he created, the mystery man had a wounded arm, although the image flickered once or twice to a bleeding leg. The man dabbed his fingers on the wound and smeared blood on the wall. Were there footsteps in the hall? Was someone pounding on the door as he wrote his message? Did he die writing it? Who was Kavach? His boss? His friend? Nate grabbed the bottom edge of his futon couch and flipped it flat. He spread the blanket across the mattress. Normally he set his pillow by the bookshelf, but tonight he tossed it at the other end. His jeans and shirt landed on the desk chair. He folded the pillow in half, leaned back, and gazed at the wall. He closed his eyes and fell into a dreamless sleep. He woke to someone knocking on the door. It was Oscar and the painters.